Keiko Matsui, my friend, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. How are you, Monica?
Oh, I'm busy as usual and kind of hot. I know you are extremely busy with this new project, Journey to the Heart. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yesterday got the number one debut on the Billboard Contemporary Jazz Chart, and we had a sold out show, so it's a great start.
It is a very good start, and it marks your 30th anniversary. That's like huge. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's huge. Yeah. That's you've had so much success over the years. And what I like about it, this album as well as all of the rest, is that because you're known for writing from your heart and embracing what's relevant in the world around us and in your life at the time. So how was this project conceived? Like how was it born?
This time I was just feel that I was sharing everything last 30 years with my fans. Because fans are there, so I come back and I keep creating. So just with my gratitude, I wanted to make this album as a gift to my fans. And also I was thinking, I want to create something most beautiful on this planet type of album I wanted to make. And also, because I started the acoustic project last year, with Carlitos Del Puerto on bass and Jimmy Branley on drums, so I wanted to create acoustic project with them. And this is the time we made it. And for this, I wanted to set special time as usual, so this time I went to Catalina Island in California, which is my favorite place, and end of January, I stayed there for a week, and I started receiving the melody at the beginning of this album.
Oh, well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Catalina is beautiful, so what better place to conceive a melody?
Oh, really? Yeah, for me, first time I played, performed at the Catalina Jazz Festival, but after that, special time, I go there and just hearing waves and sitting at the beach heals me. So it's my favorite place in California.
Ah, well, each song tells its own story and has its own personality, and of course you're an expert at conveying a message through each song and through your music. You created a whole new energy on this album. Like you said, you chose to go the acoustic route, which I happen to love, and which is something different for the fans. You know, it's different for the fans. How are you able to narrow down though from like over 100 melodic rhythms in your head? How were you able to narrow that down to just the songs on the album?
It is just amazingly very special experience. And of course the melody, like at the beginning, of course I need to start from zero, right? Nothing.
Right.
So I was under the pressure because the record company was waiting from last year. And I was pushing deadline. Okay, why not? When it's called, it will come. So I started receiving, and then I create. And of course, the great team, Carlos Del Puerto, he arranged and produced. And of course, great musician Jimmy Branley and the guitar player Ramon from Venezuela and, Peru. And percussionist Luis from Venezuela. So all collaborations, and also this melody has so much. I think you felt it. This melody came from different dimensions.
Yes.
And carrying this totally different, really positive, strong energy, and just very naturally and very happily, so joyful, but. At the same time, very musical because of the cast. The cast, everybody is amazing, genius.
Right,
so,
right.
So sounds like really fun and easy to listen to, but the detail is very difficult. So that's the depth of this album, I think.
So what? Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, each song, I think your fans in general can really feel. You know, music is meant to make you feel, and I know that fans can really, you know, each song, no matter if it's from a 10 albums ago or whenever, each song, as soon as you hear it, it has a way of capturing you and transporting you wherever, you know, it takes you. And on this acoustic project, the energy is definitely, like I said, each song is its own personality. It definitely has its own life.
Right.
What I want to know is, first of all, I appreciate the fact that you let it come to you, and then you make it what it's meant to be as it comes to you. But what has been like the most amazing part of this process for you? What's been the most amazing aspect of it all?
Well, this is, of course, that this era, you can do any way to create the music, but this is like really, really handmade and really organic way. So no programming, and just the real human is playing together. And of course, those things were happening. I was doing that from my earlier career. I was doing that, but at this time, this is like the strongest one. We get together and people going to the studio, me, Kalitos, Jimmy, we just prepare a little bit, but the day of the recording, only in 2 days, we nailed it, and just our energy, and just each individual musician express the best out of it.
So wow.
It was great, and you know, each song carries, as you said, it's so different.
Right, but yes.
Different. Yeah, but lots of emotion in it, and I feel that this is like a really tons of love in it.
Really
from our heart, and like it's big love, really
love. Wow! Well, I've never heard.
From the beginning, I was sure I want to use the word for the title, the heart. So almost I was going to go with just the heart, but I got an idea from my team, and okay. Then I decided Journey to the Heart. This the heart means my fans' heart, and also this journey to find myself, inner self.
Oh.
And also gratitude to the creator or universe. So there are lots of double deep meaning behind the journey to the heart, and at the same time I realized that I was sharing everything with my fans. That's why this album was born, really, from gratitude. Yeah, that's why this all the journey to your heart, the fans' heart, was my whole life.
Right.
And this is the gift. With expressing my gratitude to my fans, and this became number one debut. That's because of my fans; they made it, not me.
Right, right.
It's so grateful.
Well, we, you know, I, of course, and I'm speaking for your fans around the world, you know, around the entire world, who helped make it debut number one. We appreciate what you do. We get it. Time and time again, you continue to outdo yourself, yet you continue to be so humble and so down to earth, and you know, with your humanitarian works, and you know, you just are all the way around just doing good and putting out positive energy into the universe. So clearly it's going to come back to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so happy to live this keep doing this. I'm just so grateful, you know.
Well, we appreciate it, and again, I encourage fans to really, they have to really sit and let Journey to the Heart just play, and
yes, and with a loud volume, maybe sometimes it's so nice, great. Even, you know, Japanese fans and my fan webmaster, they got excited and they are getting together in the real studio, renting studio, and uh-huh. they will do listening party.
Oh, wow!
And you know, and also I'd like to mention great musicians and great team too, and the engineer, mixing, recording right. engineer by Don Murray,
uh-huh.
and he did excellent work, because there are lots of layers and it's difficult to mix, but he capture our energy and this beauty of this acoustic sound,
mm-hmm.
and also he layered everything, this sound, and you can hear everything, even so many layers, but you can hear everything, and he did excellent job.
Well, kudos to the engineer, because we know that mastering is the key. Mastering is the key to the final product. So, I guess he was able to keep and everything.
And the recording, too. Recording. Don Murray is a recording engineer.
Ah, wonderful. So he was able
to... Recording and mixing. And, of course, he introduced me to mastering engineer, so they know, and the sound of... acoustic and piano sound, of course, it's just, for me, it's like heaven.
Okay, so can I wonder if your next project may be acoustic as well? Do you think you'll stick with this for a little while, or will you switch gears on us again?
I don't know yet.
Right.
But,
okay.
But I'd love to create another one. Usually I don't want to think about it.
Right, exactly. right.
but for me, this is like, you know, this is really, I can say, this is the beginning of a new journey.
Okay.
New journey.
Okay.
It's different from past few years, and just so new. And for me, like, this is like, whoa, it's totally new life. I started with this album.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going to happen. But we have been performing just last night with acoustic group. But just the energy and the audience, everybody's body is moving, and we got excited. And just explore. It's so exciting.
Well, I can tell you this. I know you're as you mentioned, you're about to start, you know, traveling and touring and sharing Journey mm-hmm. to the Heart with fans. I know you're yes. coming my way at some point in the next couple months. Fans fans can find out about your tour dates and the rest of your and keep up with Journey to the Heart on Facebook and via your social media, I'm sure.
Yes, Facebook and Twitter and Keiko Matsui Jazz on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to share as much as possible. But the last, you know, after the release date, just last 7 days were so busy and greatly filled with great news and just crazily busy. So I couldn't catch up from the first show, which I did, you know, on August 12th.
Uh-huh.
After that, I did radio and I did some recording, additional recording, as a bonus song for Japanese release,
which
will be in October. So I need to catch up.
Okay, well, I'm...
Yeah, please follow and please find us.
Oh, definitely.
I'd love to share... this at the concert.
Well, I hope I get a chance to catch the acoustic project and Journey to the Heart live. Like, I love seeing you live. I wish you the best. I wish you continued success, which I have no doubt you'll have.
Thank you.
I wish you 30 more years.
30 more years.
I wish you 30 more years, Keiko. I know if anybody can do it, you can. So, with that, I'm gonna let you go get some rest and catch up and catch your breath. And again, thank you for sharing and giving from your heart to ours.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Always, always, always. I will talk to you soon.
See you next time.
Yes, yes. Until next time and until I see you, get some rest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Okay. Yeah, see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.